Greetings and welcome to the free, downloadable Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a component of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, which was organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center and consisted of innovative exhibitions, performances, and programs initiated in conjunction with partner organizations across the Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey region. You are currently listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 3. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, and this 10-part mixtape series came about as a way to document songs that we helped to create as part of a series of four audience participation events presented during the summer of 2019. These events consisted of singing walkers caroling through the streets of North Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, Center City, and Germantown. These walks were simultaneously influenced by Whitman's poem, Song of the Open Road, and inspired by civil rights movement freedom songs. During a 2-week residency at Spice House Sound, we brought together a plethora of local poets and musicians who have been inspired and/or influenced by Walt Whitman and recorded their amazing performances within this mixtape series. We begin our poetic and musical journey celebrating Walt Whitman with bassist and composer Keith DeStefano's interpretation of Whitman's poem, I Sing the Body Electric, featuring the voice of Anam Owili Igar.
Sing the body electric. The armies of those I love engirth me, and I engirth them. They will not let me off till I go with them, respond to them, and discorrupt them, and charge them full with the charge of the soul. Was it doubted that those who corrupt their own bodies conceal themselves? And if those who defile the living are as bad as they who defile the dead? And if the body does not do fully as much as the soul? And if the body were not the soul, what is the soul? Thank you. Circling rivers the breath and breathing it in and out, the beauty of the waist, and thence of the hips, and thence downward toward the knees, the thin red jellies within you or within me, the bones and the marrow in the bones, the exquisite realization of health. Oh, I say these are not the parts and poems of the body only, but of the soul. Oh, I say now, these are the soul.
Just stay a while, find your smile and let it.
Welcome back. I'm Homer Jackson, and you're listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 3, an audio celebration of the 200th birthday of 19th century poet Walt Whitman. We just heard Out In It, a song inspired by Whitman's poetry and written by singer-songwriter Toby Vent Martin for the New Songs of the Open Road Walks, which took place during the summer of 2019. The song is performed here by a chorus of vocalists called the Whitman Walkers, featuring Toby Vent Martin, Erica Corbo, Darcel Coakley, and lead vocalist Helen Reed. Before that was I Sing the Body Electric, a musical interpretation of Walt Whitman's classic poem by Keith DiStefano, featuring the voice of Anam O'Willy Egar, who also plays the organ on this tune, and they were joined by Stan Slaughter on flute and Tom Cullen on drums. We continue with some thoughts from behind the scenes.
Leonard Gonteric, poet and poetry consultant for Walt Whitman at 200. I heard it said from an audience member or two that they really felt in some ways they were getting they understood Whitman more via the eyes of the poets and through their own work in response to him, and that maybe it was a little more less theoretical and it was more down to earth, especially when people were talking about Whitman and Whitman's response to the American landscape. This is what we're writing about, what we see, but also to the politics, to gender issues. To all the complicated things, and these were, so I do think it was successful, and I felt that was a great compliment to the poets.
Hi, my name is James Solomon. I'm a songwriter, and I worked on the New Songs for the Open Road Project, which is part of the celebration for Walt Whitman's 200th birthday. In terms of where we are today, there are strains of progressive thought, but they're not all-inclusive, which means that Walt Whitman was representative. To me, what he represented was a strain of progressive thought, which was forward-thinking at his time, but it wasn't forward-thinking enough, in that he was against something like slavery, but he didn't think that people of color were equal to him, even though he was against slavery. And so that's very much mirrors what a lot of people deal with today. When they use the term racial tolerance, you kind of have to back away and say, why does a human being have to be tolerated? Why can't a human being be accepted for being a human being? And this is the underpinnings of a lot of tension that goes on, because people have found a way to create differences that really are non-existent, because the differences are based on taught behavior that is hard to unlearn. And when you're a progressive, you have to step outside of a lot of learned behavior and forge new roads. So he was able to do that with respect to a lot of things, but he didn't make that final leap in terms of humanity.
To Pennsylvania. You meager lost state, you dog with a tail between your legs, you blue state of dirty cities, you keystone lover of the middle, you ignored child. Not poor or rich or lively, your liberty bell, broken, tongue-tied cow. You of rolling hills, of Amish and Mennonites in the fields, the rolling fields, gold with corn. You sealess creature, you long divided by the Susquehanna, your bit of Lake Erie, you holding hands with Ohio and Trenton, kneeling on Maryland, you having a quick affair with Delaware, your tiny friend, you kissing New York and kissing her along her pale spine, all between, among, surrounded, you, Pennsylvania. Of roots and skyscrapers, downed plains in broad expanses, of 6 hours to cross you, of long restless rides, of ruffed grouse, white-tailed deer, oh dead highway, oh fur and bones across the highway, of ladybug and firefly, brook trout, mountain laurel, of eastern hemlock, waving. Coal state, steel state, state of our own sorrow, you, Pennsylvania, raising up and holding us, you nurturing and wasting us, I love you. I love you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 3. And you just heard a Whitman-inspired poetic examination of our home state entitled To Pennsylvania, written and performed by Philadelphia poet Autumn McClintock. Previous to that was the duo Papa Ed Stokes and Jocko McNelly and their bluesy and soulful tune, Walk With Me. Papa Ed Stokes is featured on harmonica and Jocko McNelly on the bass. We continue with poet Lenny Belasco and his translation of Whitman's poem, Grand Is the Scene.
Grand is the scene, the light. Grand are the sky and stars. Grand is the earth. And grand are lasting time and space. But grander by far, the unseen soul. lighting the light, the sky and stars, delving the earth, sailing the sea. What were all those without the unseen soul? Oh, my soul. More multiform by far, more lasting than they. Oh, my soul. My splintered soul. My splendid soul. My fractured soul. My tortured soul. My musty soul. My perfect soul. My soiled soul. My renewable soul. My quiet soul. My devoted soul. My coveted soul. My grateful soul. My agitated soul. Cornered soul, my devilish soul, my saint-like soul, my imperious soul, my alienated soul, my bewildered soul. My rejoicing soul. My otherworldly soul. My impish soul. My blustery soul. My liquid soul. Earthbound soul. My organic soul. My dancing soul.
Welcome back. This is the Whitman Sampler Mixtape Volume 3, and you just heard The Night Sky, composed and performed by the duo of Tim Price and Malik Henry, featuring Price on the clarinet and Henry on the drums. Previous to that, and starting off the set, we heard from Philadelphia musician and poet Lenny Belasco and his adaptation of Walt Whitman's poem, Grand is the Scene. Belasco is joined by Keith DeStefano on bass, Anam Owili Igar on piano, and Stan Slaughter on trumpet. With that said, we have unfortunately arrived at the conclusion of this mixtape. I'm Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project and executive producer of this mixtape series. I want to thank you for listening to the Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a project of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center. Major support for Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy's artistic commissions has been provided to University of Pennsylvania Libraries by the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, as well as the Waterman II Fund of the Philadelphia Foundation, following a recommendation of David Haas, has provided additional support for New Songs of the Open Road. The Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series was recorded and edited at Spice House Sound and Retro City Studios. It was mastered at Lenasha Studios. Special thanks to all of the participating poets and musicians who participated in making this mixtape series happen. Thanks to Toby Vent Martin, Waverly Alston, and James Solomon, the creative team behind New Songs of the Open Road, whose work carved the path for this mixtape series. Thanks to the Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy leadership team, including artistic director Judith Tannenbaum, project director Lynn Farrington, and project manager Devin Malecki, who have maintained a steadfast commitment to the vision of this project. And finally, thanks to Alex Santilli and Eric Bozak of Spice House Sound, as well as Brendan McGeehan of Retro Studios and Tom Valpacelli at the Mastering House. This mixtape is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and funded by the Philadelphia Foundation. For more information about this mixtape series and for a more detailed listing of song credits, visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. That's PHILA jazzproject.org.